Family, welcome to the Now Network. Know that you are loved, honored, and appreciated in Jesus' name. The Now Network presents Women Speak Now and Be Heard, hosted by Minister Michelle Taylor.
Can't help but praise them, can't help but praise them, can't help but praise them. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Welcome, welcome to Women Speak Now. I'm your host, Minister Michelle. Thank you for joining me, listening audience. You are loved and appreciated. And most importantly, you are loved by the Most High God, the only true and living God. Women Speak Now. It's dedicated to, Women Speak Now is for all women, believers and non-believers, seeking an environment of love, empowerment, and trust, coming together as one in Christ. Men, you are always, always welcome into this atmosphere of love. Women Speak Now is dedicated to real talk, real issues with real godly solutions. Proverbs 12:19, the lip of truth shall be established forever, but a lying tongue is but for a moment. Please like us on our Facebook page, Women Speak Now, and we thank you. Thank you to all those who've already had the opportunity to do so. Now, guess what? You can give us your own topics. Yes, your own topics, those topics that you want to have discussed here on Women Speak Now. Please give it to us directly on our Facebook page or through Pastor E, the CEO and founder of this wonderful, awesome network, or myself. And thank you, Mighty Man of God, Pastor E, for the opportunity to be your host here on Women Speak Now. Please know that you are truly, truly appreciated. We welcome you to speak now and be heard. Let us pray. Oh, Father God, we come into your presence on tonight, Lord, and we come before you with a thankful heart. Lord, we thank you for waking us up this morning. Lord, we thank you for starting us on our day, Lord. Thank you, Father God, for you are a mighty good God. We thank you for another day journey. We thank you for protecting us through the night and all through the day. Oh, Father God, we just want to come together to lift up your name, Lord, to declare of your glory. We surrender all to you. Have your way tonight on this broadcast. And Holy Spirit, we welcome you into this atmosphere to teach us, to lead us, to guide us, and to direct us. May all that we do and say bring glory and honor to your name, Lord. We love you, and we say bless your holy name. Well, good evening, everyone. I am glad to be back with you on tonight, and I pray everyone has had a positive and productive week so far. And if you have not, please know that the best is yet to come. God is working in your favor, and he's turning that thing around. Amen. God is still on the throne, and he reigns forever and ever. Tonight, I'm being joined by my sister, Minister Annie Collins, and we are going to co-host tonight here on Women Speak Now. It is my pleasure and my honor to welcome you, my sister, Annie Collins. Welcome, welcome, my sister. Good evening.
Good evening, Minister Michelle, and thank you so much. I'm so honored to be on tonight with you to co-host.
Well, we're going higher in the things of the Lord, and we have this topic tonight. Well, not really our topic, but we're calling this our theme. It's called face-to-face. So it's the two of us, face-to-face, and we're just going to talk about some things on tonight. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Well, we do have a topic for you on tonight, and our topic for discussion that me and both Minister Annie, we're going to talk about is Hebrews 11:6, which is without faith, it is impossible to please God. That's the Hebrews 11:6. And without faith, it is impossible to please God. And Hebrews 11:6 actually says, and without faith, it is impossible to please God. Because anyone that he exists. So again, Hebrews 11:6 says, and without faith it is impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to
all
him must believe that he exists.
All participants are muted, and they can unmute themselves.
And that he rewards those who earnestly seek him. Amen. So faith is essential to our life as believers. Faith is the core of our foundation, of our trust and our hope in Christ Jesus. And faith is pleasing to God, and without it, as we just read, we cannot even please God. Amen.
Amen.
So our entire being is what we believe, who we are. Are you getting that, Suzanne?
I'm here, and just I hear something in the background.
Okay. I am too. I have no idea. But the devil is a lie, amen. We're gonna continue to go
amen.
Forth. So we,
yes, he
is. Yes, who we believe, which is who we are as being born again believers. Everything that we believe, our entire being is grounded, is rooted in, guess what? You got it, faith. You see, it's by faith that we believe that Jesus is the Son of God. We believe by faith that Jesus lived. We believe by faith that Jesus died. We believe by faith that Jesus rose on the third day and is now seated on the right hand of God. Amen. It's by faith that we declare with our mouth, Jesus is Lord, and believe in our heart that God raised him from the dead. That's according to Romans 10:9. Glory, hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. So, Sister Annie, go ahead. What are your thoughts on faith and, you know, faith being pleasing to God and not having it, knowing that we cannot even please God without faith? What's your thought?
Amen, Minister Michelle. That is so true. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. And just as you just stated, that this very foundation of the world was founded on faith. And if we don't believe that God exists, then we don't have faith. Because, again, faith is something that you can't see, but you're believing it. You're hoping it. You're hoping for that. You don't see the evidence, but you have that hope that it does exist, and that's what we believe. I would just like to expound on it a little bit where it says that without faith it is impossible to please God. And in that one verse, I find three purposes in that. The first purpose is, what is your purpose in life? Our purpose in life is to please God, not to please man, please God, because God is our source. The second is, how do we reach our purpose? We reach our purpose by living a godly life, studying his word, and trusting him. Though sometimes it may not seem like all the time that our faith is working or the quantity of faith that we have, but the word tells us we only have to have the faith of a mustard seed. And we know a mustard seed is something, we know it's black, but you can barely see it. And if you put it between your two fingers, you can barely feel it. So we just have to trust what God's word says, that we have to have that faith. And it's not a certain amount, but we just work with what we have, because he gave us all a measure of faith. Amen. So with that measure, it's up to us to improve on that faith, to have more, or to use it more wisely in the everyday things that we go through, even when trials and tribulations come upon us. That's the only way that we will make it through. And then number three says, what will happen if we don't believe? Well, it just said, without faith, it is impossible to please God. So if we don't believe and if we don't please God, then how will we make it to heaven? How will we spend eternity with our God that we don't even have faith in, that we are not walking in that faith every day? How can we do it?
Amen.
Amen.
That's good. No, that was really good. I like that. Sister Annie brought some really good key points, and I like all three that you mentioned.
Praise
what
God.
Is your purpose? Amen. That was excellent. What is your purpose? A lot of people ask that question. You're like, what is my purpose in life? Why was I born? What am I supposed to be doing? Am I doing what I was purpose
yes.
to do? And you said it pretty clearly that our purpose is to please God. That's our number one purpose, is to please God.
Yes, amen. First and foremost.
And how do we know
right.
what it is? Yes, amen. And how do we know what it is he wants us to do? Simply by getting to know him. He's already left us the book. Everything is in the book. You got to read the book from the beginning to the end. And it's a very exciting thing. People think that reading the Bible is so boring. Like, oh, my God, it's so boring. But it's like people are like right now everyone's into reality TV. Well, reality TV is all through the Bible. All you got to do is pick it up and read it. And if you don't understand it, just ask the Holy Spirit to lead and guide you, and he will. And it's very exciting. Amen. So, yes, what is our purpose? To please God. And you talked about, how do we reach our purpose? Well, by belief, by trust, and by having faith. Awesome.
Yes.
And what would happen if we don't believe? Then we just can't make it into heaven, and we're not going to please God. Well, that was awesome, awesome, awesome. Thank you for that, Sister Annie. And I was
praise
thinking
God.
About even praying, like we have to have faith even as we pray. We know that prayer is like our number one, it's like our number one way that we communicate with God is through prayer. And so we have to have faith to not only believe that God hear us, but that he will even answer us. And as God begins to answer our prayers, then our faith is what begins to get stronger. As he answers our prayer, our faith gets stronger. We begin to build our testimony based on our answer prayers. You know, not that he even has to answer our prayers to have a testimony, because the testimony is that Christ lived, that Christ died, and that Christ rose again. That's the testimony. But
amen.
God gives
amen.
Us, amen. Amen. He gives our own testimony by when he answers our prayers. And then we begin to share that testimony because it builds our trust in him and it motivates us to want to share it with others, to share what he did for us, to share the goodness of Christ. And so faith is just built in every aspect of our belief, you know. And it's always easy to say with our mouth, oh, yeah, I got faith, you know, I got faith. We can say it, you know. It just come on out, I got faith. But it's only when trouble begins to knock at our door, Minister Annie, when trouble comes knocking at your door, okay,
amen.
That's when we get
amen.
Weary. Amen. That's when we begin to get weary in this faith thing. You know, when our faith is
yes.
being tested, it's not always easy as we think. We think, oh, you know, I got this, I got this. But when that trouble come knocking, you know, you get weary sometimes. And
yes.
I think about Job. Amen. How Job's faith was tested in ways that many of us probably couldn't even handle. You know, in the book of Job beginning, Chapter 1 tells us that Job was a righteous man, that he was blameless, but yet he was tested, you know. And so I just want to talk about Job a little bit so we can use him as an example. And so if you have your Bibles and you're listening, you know, turn with us to Job chapter 1. I'm only going to read a little bit beginning at the 13th verse. So if you have your Bibles, we're going to just read from Job chapter 1, beginning at the 13th verse. Job 1, starting at the 13th verse. Reading down to 20. And all this happened to Job. So starting at the 13th verse, it says, Job's sons and daughters were having a feast in the home of his oldest son when someone rushed up to Job and said, while your servants were plowing with your oxen and your donkeys were nearby eating grass, a gang of Sabians attacked and stole the oxen and the donkey. Your other servants were killed, and I was the only one who escaped to tell you. That servant, while the second one came running up and saying, God sent down the fire that killed your sheep and your servants, and I'm the only one who escaped to tell you. Before that servant could finish speaking, a third one raced up and said, three gangs of Chaldeans attacked and stole your camels. All your other servants were killed, and I'm the only one who escaped. Now, while that servant was still speaking, a fourth one dashed up and said, your children were having a feast and drinking wine at the home of your oldest son when suddenly a windstorm from the desert blew the house down, crushing all of your children, and I am the only one who escaped to tell you. When Job heard this, he tore his clothes, shaved his head because of great sorrow. He knelt to the ground, then worshiped God and said, we're now at verse 21. He said, we bring nothing at birth. We take nothing with us at death. The Lord alone gives and takes. Praise the name of the Lord. 22 says, in spite of everything, Job did not sin or accuse God of doing wrong. You see, Job, he never lost faith through all this. Now, I don't know how many of y'all, like, as soon as they came up to me and said, oh, all your cattle were stolen, I'll be like, what? You know, and not only that, but your house burned down, okay, and then your children were all killed, and you don't have nothing, Job. God has took everything from you. I mean, my first reaction would have been like, well, Lord, what did I do? What did I do? What did I do? But Job never lost his faith, even when his faith was. Now, I don't know how many of us can withstand, you know, losing everything in one day and not blame God, not be mad at God, not even lose your faith in God, not even a little bit. You know, I don't know many of us that can do that. And I honestly can say that my response would have been, oh, I think God is mad at me. I must have did something to deserve this. You know, my faith would have been tested. I can't say it would have been strong at that moment. And it would have took so many people ministering to me and me praying and really seeking God's face and trying to hear his voice to have such an attitude as Job did. What do you think, Sister Annie?
Well, now, my sister, you really done open up what you say, a can of worms here. You know.
All right. Speak on it.
You know.
Speak on it, my sister.
Come on. Whew, God is so awesome. You know, I know you've heard this saying or heard people say it, even some, you know, faithful Christians or what have you. You know, I'm having a Job experience.
Right.
Now, you just read all of this that happened to Job, and even though I've read Job, and you know, but you just read it, and everything that you read is standing out to me, and it just made me think about when people say they're having a Job experience.
Right.
You haven't had a Job experience, for my understanding.
Amen.
All these things that happened to Job, everything that was taken from Job, and at the end of that, what did the word say? Job did not sin by charging God with the wrongdoing.
Exactly.
This is
my
what
God.
The word say. Now, I know it, and the enemy was given permission
yes.
by God. Because, you know, Satan went before God and told him that he's only serving you because of what you've given him. And then God said, well, you can touch him. He said, you can do what you want to do to him, but do not touch his soul. So when I hear people say that, and they may mean it, honestly, from a good heart when they say this, but I just can't, even in what we are going through, and I hope it's okay to speak about this, even what we are going through,
yeah,
I never
absolutely.
Said that I was having a Job experience. And for the ones that are, you know, on this broadcast or whatever, you know that for the past 2 years we have a son that's missing, went missing in Compton, and still to this day we don't know what has happened to him, if he's alive or what have happened, but we are trusting in God that he is yet alive. We are trusting God in that. But
yes, Lord.
That's just one child. So I don't want to have a Job experience.
What you
know,
I sure
but even in that happening with us, what I can say, what this trial has done for the Collins family, it has brought us closer together as a family and has brought us closer in God's word. And in saying that, our faith, it has been tested, but it also has persevered. And that's what trials and tribulations will do in your faith walk with God. And as you've been tried and tested, there should come a point. It may not happen in the beginning or whatever that trial may be, whether it's sickness or, you know, a financial, whatever it is. In that beginning, it's going to be a little weak because just like you were saying, well, God, is it something that I did wrong, or why me? Woe is me. Why it happened to me? But then as you continue to go on in your faith walk, you might say, well, you know, why not me? The word tells us that, you know, we're going to be tried. Trials and tribulation will come upon us, even the very elite. So why not us? And as we are walking through our trials and tribulations, for the ones that know us, for the ones that are Christians, or the ones that are wanting to come to Christ, or you are being a witness to them, they'll see your faith walk, and, you know, they know your story, they know your testimony, then they'll be able to see that the same God you're serving, they can serve and trust him as well.
Praise God. Yes, yes, yes. Amen. And I can testify to that everything you're going through, exactly what you said, it has brought you guys closer as a family, closer in his word, and I believe that it even has
been
to your ministry. To your own ministry, Sister Annie, because you do have a ministry, whether you realize it or not. Everyone's looking to you to see how you're going to handle it. You know, anything you post, people want to know because they draw strength and they're encouraged by your strength, by your faith being tested and not, you know, you're not mad at God. You haven't given up. You have not stopped coming to church, you know.
Amen.
Not stopped posting.
Amen.
Not having a positive attitude. Amen. And
amen.
I'm encouraged by it. And I know that in everything we do, no matter
praise
what it is we're going through, that God gets the glory, you know, that he's always glorified, and that we know that the word of God said, no matter what we go through, you know, that he's with us always, even to the end of this
always.
Age, and for eternity. Yes. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
And you said something important, too, you know, because I know I said if I was going through it, I would have been like, why me, Lord, why me? And I was going through something with my oldest son, and I said those words. I'm like, why me, Lord? Why me? And the Spirit said, why not you? And then I felt convicted.
Amen.
Why am I even asking that? Because what I'm saying is that maybe somebody else should go through it. If I'm saying, why me? Like, well, why me? Shouldn't it be somebody else? You know, it's like no one deserves this. No one deserves to go through this. So, yeah. Why not me? Amen.
Yeah.
So I gave my prayer, my attitude, you know. I'm like, well, Lord, just give me the strength. Give me the strength to go through this, and I know that you're with me, you know, no matter what. And so.
Amen. And you know what I also found out through this walk of faith, testing or whatever, what have you may call it. I have people that have come up to me and is like, "But are you sure that this is still happening, or you still don't have anything? But how can you remain as you are?" And I tell people, it's only the grace of God. It's the love of God that I have. It's
Amen.
The love of God. Now, I'm not telling you that every day is Sunday.
Right.
I'm not saying that. But in the midst of when that may come up on me, where my faith is getting weary, and you listening to the enemy is trying to sneak in with his little voice as if you don't know his voice from the Father's voice. He's trying to sneak in. And once that happens, then what rises up within you? That faith rises up within you. Those praise and worship songs that God finished to yourself and to others, these verses in God's word. You know, without faith, it's impossible to please him, and we know that we want to please God. You know, we know that God doesn't dwell in a pity party, so we drop our eyes and we begin to praise him. And when we begin to do that or recite his word, then we draw strength.
Yes, yes.
We draw strength, and our faith is renewed. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Renewing our strength, Lord. Yes,
yes, Lord.
Glory to your name. Amen. Well, I know we're talking a lot about faith, and so if anybody's on here and they're saying, okay, they're talking a lot about faith, what exactly is faith? Well, according to Hebrews 11:1, it says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Amen. That's Hebrews 11:1. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Amen. And the way I look at the scripture, you could look at it a lot of different ways. One of the things I thought about when I was looking it up, is the first thing came to my mind is that, you know, there's some things in this life that just will not make sense. It's going to be some things in life that it's not going to make sense, or we just cannot understand. You know, sometimes you're not going to get the answer. You're like, well, why, Lord? God does not owe us anything. So sometimes you might not even get the answer, you know, but we have to understand that God knows everything, and our faith is rooted in him. So we really have faith, and that means that we trust him, you know, and so it's our faith in God. See God, that's the thing we cannot see, but we have faith that we know God is. Amen. And so we may not be able to see him with our physical eye, but we know God in the spirit. And we believe, by faith, we believe that God is with us. By faith, we know that he's going through this trial and tribulation. By faith, we believe that when we die, that we will be present with the Lord, because absent from the body is present with the Lord. So our faith is a certain thing that we hope for. So we have that faith. We may not be able to see everything. Everything that may be to our physical eye, but it's by faith that we believe it, which we talked about earlier when we first got going. That it's by faith we believe that Christ died. It's by faith we believe that he rose. By faith we know that he's in heaven. It's by faith that we even have, you know, we as Christians, that we believe what we believe is all by faith. And faith is pleasing to God. Amen.
Amen.
What's your thoughts?
You know.
Anything to add?
In order for us to get the rewards that God is offering us, we have to have faith. It doesn't matter what it looks like. It doesn't matter if we don't have the evidence. You know,
amen.
Substance is anything. Substance can be, okay, your finances, and you know, we all know about that. You know, the paychecks that we get, whether it's weekly, biweekly, monthly, that's not enough to really cover everything that we are in need of because of what we have done in life as far as working. You know, sometimes we overspend or overindulge or what have you. So that money that we are making, that's not enough. So we have to go to the source. God is our source. So what we do, we believe. And in believing, we're extending our faith and believing that in our substance, he's going to do that for us. He's going to make a way. We don't see it. And you know, like us, we want to see. We want to be able to lay eyes on it. We want to be able to witness it.
Mm-hmm.
But this is what our faith does. The word tells us, I forget where it is, we call those things that be not as though they were already.
Amen. Amen.
You know, we speak that thing. We speak it, and we speak it into existence. And sometimes we think it's, you know, we're just saying things. And before you know it, something happens. And it happens with what you have been saying. Because you've been standing and walking in your faith. And then it happens. And when it happens, that's God showing us that we can believe him. We can take him for what his word says. And then we're able to share that with the next person. Not only are we able to share with the next person, we're building our inner man up, that spiritual man. By having faith, by believing. And if he did it once, he'll do it again. Now, it's not all the times that it'll happen back to back to back. Sometimes you may not see that come to fruition for some years.
Hmm. Say that.
But he's the same God. He cannot lie. He's the same God yesterday, today, and forevermore. The book of Hebrews, Minister Michelle, is full of faith, right? Amen? It's full of faith believers.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
You got Noah. What did Noah do?
He went and built the ark because God told him. He went and told the people that it was going to rain.
Amen.
And they laughed. Yeah. They mocked him. And they like, what are you talking about rain? It ain't rained in so many years of this and that. We're not going to have any rain. And out of all the multitudes of people, only 8 people were saved along with the animals. You know, sometimes that just, when I think about that, I'm like, oh, my God. And still today, what is the world walking in? Some of that same today.
Yep.
People, they're not going to believe. But we just want to, hopefully everyone that's listening on the line tonight, we pray that their faith would increase.
Yes, in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus, that it would increase, and that what we have been sharing and what we're saying, hopefully that, you know, they get something from this to add on to the faith that they have.
Yes, and amen. Absolutely.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. I'll just add, you know, I agree with everything you said. It was excellent. And faith, you know, faith is pretty much comes down to that we are acknowledging God's existence. You know, faith comes down to acknowledging that God's existence, and that's what faith does. You know, a lot of people say, oh, you know, how do you know that God exists? You can't see him. And how do you know, this, you don't have any proof, blah, blah, blah. Well, that's where the faith comes in. And I believe if we had all this proof, you know, then everybody would believe. It's like, you know, but God wants us to have faith. So it's like that, you know, science is always trying to disprove that Jesus walked the earth or that God exists. But as a believer, it's our faith that we believe all these things. And so we already talked about that. No, it's not necessarily things you see, you know, but the things that you hope for. And so it's by faith we believe all this. And then Matthew 16:4 says, a wicked and adulterous generation looks for a sign.
Mm. Yes.
But none will be given to them except the sign of Jonah. Amen. Then Jesus left them and went away.
Amen.
Because they were questioning him all these things. This was his response, that a wicked and adulterous generation looks for a sign, you know. And the only sign that they're going to get is the sign of Jonah. And so we already... it's just by faith. That's just the bottom line here. What we're talking about tonight is faith, and we know without it, it is impossible to please God, and we have to have faith. I mean, you could just look around you to know that there's a God. It doesn't take a lot. You don't have to be a science or rocket scientist or anything like that. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Well, praise God. Well, that's all that I had for tonight, Sister Annie, on this faith thing, on this faith talk. So,
amen. It was well explained. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Do you have anything else you wanted to add?
No. Basically, I think we covered the basis of it. And, you know, one other thing I think I would like to say is, and I know a lot of people, I would say a lot of people, because I've heard people, I know of people that say that they don't have to go to church to believe in God.
Mm-hmm.
But the word that we need to assemble ourselves together with other believers, because what that does is once you assemble with other believers, you know, you're able to attest to how they're holding on, you know, to their faith, how they're growing in God. And once you see that with others, there may be similar things that's happening in your life that may have happened in their lives, or vice versa, and that's going to give you that strength. You now assemble with brothers and sisters. You're coming together that, you know, they're going to help you. They're going to make sure that you're, as much as they can, that your faith walk is not going to, you're not going to go backwards.
Amen.
You know, you're going to be able to draw from them. They'll be able to draw from you, and I love it. I thank God for, you know, where I'm at. I haven't always been, and, you know, there has to be increase. You have to. We can't stay the same in this walk with God. We have to increase in our faith, I believe.
Oh, I totally agree. I totally agree. Totally agree with you, Mr. Anderson. That's awesome, and we know Hebrews 10:25 is the one that you just referenced, which says,
yeah,
not giving up meeting together or forsaking. This is the NIV. So it says, not giving up meeting together, as some are in the habit of doing, but encouraging one another, all the more as you see the day approaching. And we know the day is approaching. And when we come together, we probably come together to encourage one another. We come together to build up each other's faith. We come together to pray for one another. We come together to bring all of our gifts and into one place. You know, everybody has a gift that God has given us. When we come all together, we can use those gifts. But the gifts are to uplift one another. So we're uplifted. We encourage one another. We pray for one another. So all this happens. If we don't come together, then none of this can happen. When we come together, this is how all this happens, how you have the fivefold ministry where all the gifts are working together. You know, so that's when you get the signs and the wonders and you get all these things that get to happen, you know, by being on one accord, being together. So I totally agree with you. Totally agree.
Amen. Praise God.
Amen. Amen. So we're talking about faith on tonight, everyone. So we hope that you're going to get involved with this conversation. Let's hear from you about this faith and how do you have faith and about not how about not being able to please God without having faith. So that's what we want to hear from you guys on tonight. Do you have faith?
Amen.
Well, amen.
Amen. We can continue if nobody else wants to talk.
Amen. Well, I think we just keep on talking. Pastor E comes in. And what else I wanted to talk about? I think I might have had something else. You know, and that faith and trust goes together, basically. You know, you can't have, if you have faith, that means that you trust.
Hey, you guys know I'm traveling, right? So I can get to the phone. There's no one.
That's okay. No problem. No problem.
These two ladies on there kick off face to face. Dial one right now and come on in.
Amen.
Amen.
Yep.
Minister Cherry, I'm going to go ahead and throw you under the bus.
Good evening, family. Good evening, my beautiful sister.
Good evening.
God bless you, too. I tell you, Minister Michelle, I needed to hear this. You and Minister Collins, I tell you, you guys have spoken this to me. Oh, yes, because without faith, where will we be? I tell you. And Minister Annie, you said all we need is the faith of a mustard seed. And you said something else. You don't have to go to the church to build, but you have to be in the Word of God, and the church will be within you. I like that. And you said, sister, you said it has to increase. That has to be done, increasing this walk with Jesus. I'm enjoying it, Mr. Michelle. And Mr. Michelle, amen. I tell you, I love Minister Michelle when she was saying that thank you, just thanking for everything, because I tell you, thank him over your circumstances. Just be grateful. Thank him and know he is always in control. So, I'm telling you, I've enjoyed this faith to faith, and I tell you, this is one, Holly, how you say, go back and listen to it over and over again, because I tell you, faith. Where will we be?
Well, praise God. Yes,
praise God.
Amen. Praise God.
Amen. I tell you, I love you, and I know brother is traveling, so we got to just have patience in our faith. You know, we always have that patience, and I thank God for that patience, too. But I tell
absolutely.
You, family, you guys have
Amen.
Did a marvelous thing on this faith, Minister Michelle. And Minister Annie, you guys are loved, honored, and appreciated.
Amen. I want to encourage everyone to tune in tomorrow as well to listen to Minister Terry and also Evangelist Valentine on 52 Weeks of Love. That's at 12 noon. That's Pacific
Amen.
Standard Time. That's 2 o'clock Central Time, Central, and then also 3 o'clock Eastern Standard
Amen.
Time. So be sure to join in and be blessed with these two mighty women of God as they go forth in the Word of God, and they bring it every Friday. So please tune in and support them. Amen.
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 Thank you, sister, and glory to God. I tell you, family, I look forward to each and every night on the Now Network, because I tell you, you guys just give me so much confirmation on me reading and meditating on His Word. Like Minister Michelle, you said earlier, you have to read it. We read everything else, but we have to read that Bible, and if we don't get an understanding, there's so many resources we have available to us to get an understanding of what God is speaking to us about, what He wants His people to do. But should not be focusing on what's going on the TV, what's going on in politics. Focus on him. Do not lose your focus on him. So I tell you, family, I needed to hear this tonight. This is the 1st of June. May has been a trying month. We had 3 deaths in the family. But
oh,
I tell
wow.
you,
wow.
Yes, the grace of God will not take you where he will keep you. Yeah, the grace of God. And I thank him, you know, and I thank him. And this faith, I stand firm on my faith in the word of God. I tell you, family, I needed to hear this tonight. Ooh, love you guys.
God,
I tell
you. Love you too.
We love you too.
I like
your
faith
strong too, Miss Annie.
Amen.
I mean, Miss Carrie, faith strong as well to be able to come on after losing 3 loved ones in a month.
Amen.
So,
I told you.
Amen.
Lord,
I tell you.
Amen.
We've had one service, and we'll have one Tuesday, and the other one is pending. Because
they
just recently passed into May. So, I just thank God, you know, and I stay in the word of God and continue to thank him for the time I've had with the loved ones, you know, because everything is the will of God. I've learned to know by studying his word, everything is the will of God. You know, he has a purpose for each and every one of us. So I tell you, family, I appreciate you guys. Love you guys. I'm gonna leave room for you guys to finish this.
Yes,
cake.
We love you, Minister Terry.
Amen.
Love you,
you
all too.
And for this, pray for your strength, your family.
Yes,
yeah,
thank you.
Amen.
Thank you. Amen. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. God bless you.
Amen. Still have some more. Still have some time if you guys want to get involved in the conversation. Dial 1. These ladies are ready for you. And we have, there's not like we don't have a lot of people listening, but no one has dialed 1 at this time. You guys want to come with your closing or wrap-up remarks?
Oh, yeah. I was going to say that. You know, we put faith in so many things. People put faith in so many things. It's like, why not put your faith in God? Why not put your faith in the one who created the universe? You know, that's what I really wanted to go forth and say that, you know, God is everything. It's like I always say that anyway, you know, it's my closing remark is that, you know, everything we need is in God, and God is everything we need. And I truly believe that everything we need is in God, and God is everything that we need. And he is the giver of life, and life is in God. And so I just want to encourage you to have faith and continue to, you know, pray that your faith is strengthened. You can ask Lord to strengthen my faith, Lord. If you feel like your faith is weak or you're going through something that's trying your faith, you know, that's what we have prayer for, and pray that the Lord strengthen you in the areas that you may need to be strengthened in, and know that he's only a prayer away. You know, we said earlier that when Christ died, he got up. Well, I didn't say that part, but he rose with all power in his hands, and he's on the right hand of God making intercessions for us. And so we pray, we're like, Lord Jesus, you know, help me in this area. My faith may not be as strong as it may be. Whatever it is we need, we just make our request known to him. Okay, then he intercedes for us, amen. He's given us the Holy Spirit that gives us power to do anything we need to do. And so, again, everything you need is in God, and God is everything you need. And you are loved by God. He's the true and living God. He is the only God. There is no way. Amen. I don't want to start preaching, but
amen.
Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen. And Minister Michelle, I come in total agreement with everything you just said, because God is faith. And he has given us all a measure of faith. So to me, it's really not something that we have to try to get. He's already given it to us. What we need to do is just open up and say, okay, today, God, I'm going to trust you in this faith walk. I'm going to trust and believe just what your word says. And in this situation that I'm facing, I'm going to give it totally over to you. And I'm going to stand in faith. I don't see it. I don't even feel it. But I just believe that it is possible. And with just having that kind of attitude, then Jesus can go before his Father, and he can say, Father, I know what they have said has just pleased you, because this is what you have been asking for of your people. And because everything that Jesus did, he pleased his Father. He pleased him in everything that he did. So for us to please God through Jesus, I think that it just makes him so more satisfied and happy with us in our faith walk, because we are pleasing him. And as we do that, I know he will continue to strengthen us. Every day is not the same.
But every morning that we he allow us to open up our eyes to see another day, that's new grace and mercy that is waiting for us 24 hours. And surely in those 24 hours a day, we can have faith in God for something that we may not have in the day before. So hold on to your hope. Hope is good, and hope can turn into faith. Be blessed.
Amen. 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 So now to him who's able to keep you from stumbling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to God our Savior, who alone is glory and majesty. Amen.
Amen.
I love God. You love God. What's wrong with you? I love God. You love God. What's wrong with you? I don't think that I can live no other way. Truth be told, I'm living now on an A. Not to see them blessings in the modern day. The Lord I serve, he give them to me every day. I'm forgiven, I'm forgiven. See, I done been forgiven, now I'm living. And when I say I love, I mean it. Cause none of this be nothing, it be coming, I'm living. I love God, you love God, what's wrong with you? I love God, you love God, what's wrong with you?
Love him, I love him. Love him, I love him. Love him, I love him. Love him, I love him, I love him. Love him, I love him, I love him. Love him, love him, love him, love him, love him, love him.
You ain't got the money moving by yourself. And you know you did it with a lot of air. You know it's only one, it ain't nobody else. You got me talking strong and I ain't rich, I'm talking well. See, I'm forgiving, I'm forgiving.
Love him, I love him, I love him. Love him, love him, love him, love him, love him.